This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Life continues even after your team loses in the NCAA tournament. How about that? We're rolling. Friday was pretty miserable for me, but just like everybody else in America who didn't pick all of the number one seeds to go to the NCAA tournament, here we are.
First time since 2008 this has happened, and only the second time in the tournament history that all one seeds have been in the Final Four.
I mean, and they were just, they were all, for the most part, just dominant. So it's not, whoever picked them as the number one teams, they were absolutely right. There
were no
Cinderella teams.
Julie Tristan picked them again.
Picked all four of them?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to win again in our office pool.
She might.
This will be the third year in a row that she
really
won.
She won the last 2 years.
Yes.
And with all due respect, she, of a lot of the people in the office, she probably knows the least about men's basketball,
yes.
Right?
I don't know.
She would admit that. I don't think that's anything that would be mean to her. She'd probably laugh about that and say, and I'm still beating all of you.
Yes, as it usually happens. Like, I remember getting beaten 1 year by somebody who picked the teams because she liked the color of their uniform. It's not a male-female thing. That's just what happened 1 year. Because when I asked, how did you make these decisions, that was the answer.
It's a lot of uniforms to look up to see the colors.
I like the color. I like the color. I like the name of their mascot. So that's how I picked it. I'm like, just when you think you got it figured out. You don't.
Nope.
Never. Hopefully everybody has as good a weekend as the Blues and the Cardinals.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's on a tear right now, aren't they? How many home runs did they hit yesterday?
9-2.
It was unbelievable.
3.
I know. I was just about sure that game wasn't going to happen because of the weather. And I saw a local sports personality text out, what's wrong with St. Louis? It's a Sunday and the stadium's half empty. And I'm like, well, all they did was listen to the TV meteorologist tell them they were in a level 3 threat and people didn't show up to an outdoor stadium. I think that had more to do with it than a lack of interest in the cards.
And they had a 1 hour rain delay.
Yesterday's weather was just weird. It was raining in the morning. Then it was nice when we were on our way to church. Then it was storming. I saw hail reported, at least in parts of St. Charles County, I assume elsewhere.
We had a little hail.
Then nice again.
Yep.
It was like a seesaw yesterday of weather.
Very true. It was definitely all over the place. It should be a little bit on the cool side this morning when you step outside. I was not expecting 38 degrees when I walked out the door. So I think it's going to be in the 30s again overnight. No freeze warnings or anything crazy like that. So your plants and trees that are budding out should be just fine. But it'll warm up. We're on the upside here, at least the upswing, I believe. Lots and lots of good stuff to get to on this Monday morning. I don't know if you heard Elon Musk. He's been up in Wisconsin trying to help out in this Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And this morning we'll talk about some of the stakes, some of what's on the line in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, it's a swing state. But control of the United States House might now rest on the decision made tomorrow by the voters in the state of Wisconsin. I've got some relatives up there. I haven't talked to them in a while, and I'm not quite sure where they are on politics, but I hope they're going to do the right thing. Might have to message him today and say, what are you doing? Get out there and vote. Get out there and vote for this Shamil guy or whatever his name is, the one getting backed by Elon Musk and the conservatives. The other one is a left-wing fruitcake. Yeah, that's what they're facing. It's all elections in the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, so that's what's going on up there. We've got Hans von Spakovsky coming on about 6:20 to talk more about some of these legal challenges, of course, that the Trump administration is facing. We're going to get to our friend Jesse Jane Duff just a little later. Tom Ackerman in here with that big weekend in sports. I bet he's already declaring the Cardinals headed to the World Series this year. What do you think? We're 3-0.
I mean, it was exciting that we went 3-0, but let's not put the cart before the horse.
I'm just kidding. I know Tom's not going to say that.
Dodgers.
I thought he said the Twins were decent.
Yeah, but so?
I know.
The Cubs are right behind us. They lost their first two games to the Dodgers. They're only a game and a half back.
There are some Blues fans who I'm sure are feeling really optimistic, though, about what we are now witnessing.
Is it a nine-game win streak?
Nine games.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Play Detroit, and they suck, so that'll be great.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
On April Fool's Day.
When's the next home game?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
What do you mean you don't know what you're going to do yet?
It's April Fool's Day.
Like, can you accidentally blow the horn and then say, April Fool's?
No. It's got to be something still legal.
Oh.
Like, if I thought about playing the same song all game, or playing the same songs each period, like the same songs from the first period and the second period and then the third period. But it's also superheroes night, so everyone's going to be doing superhero stuff. And there's something else. There's another theme night, too.
We went to a fundraiser for my daughter's school on Saturday night, a trivia night, and the theme was 70s. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a guy dressed up as Han Solo. He had the blaster and everything, and the holster and everything. I'm like, Carl Middleman would appreciate that. That was awesome.
I have that jacket.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Probably dressed on a mannequin sitting in the
Did he borrow
vault
it from you? Is this a friend of yours?
Yes.
I said, I got to see the blaster. Of course, you know, he walks over, and he had purchased all of this just for Saturday night.
Good.
Very nice.
Stuff's expensive. People get into those theme nights.
I know.
Cosplay, it's called.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our top stories here, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think the larger story here is actually that we have finally begun to strike the Houthis hard. There's an old Neil Young song. I lift the line from it. Should have been done long ago.
Yeah. The story on the signal thing, everybody says, hey, you're kind of missing the point here. We're doing something the last administration didn't have the intestinal fortitude to do. That's a lot more important than the fact that this Goldberg guy got a text message.
You know, with the deficit, with the debt, we have got to start getting control over spending. And President Trump's got that as a top priority, too.
Yeah, because guess what? If we don't, guess what's going to happen? The United States government is so far in debt, we're going to go belly up.
The biggest mistake of the last 8 years is we somehow fail to give credibility to Donald Trump's whims and his impulses, but we know it's true. If he says that he's not ruling it out, he's not ruling it out. We should consider it a constitutional threat.
I love what Donald Trump does to these lefties. He hints that he may want a third term, which isn't going to happen. And they're all now, it's a constitutional threat. Did you know that? Just in case you wondered, of all the things we have to worry about right now, this is a constitutional threat.
A lot of people wonder, will we ever see President Trump's face on Mount Rushmore? What do you think?
Well, they certainly have room for it there.
I'm waiting for that comment to be played today on The View, aren't you? That was Laura Trump. She got her own show now, in case you haven't watched.
Yeah, on Fox.
Yeah, and she has Doug Burgum on there, of course, Interior Secretary. And asking him, what about President Trump's face on Mount Rushmore? Now, I would, quite frankly, as history will judge him, would not be surprised to see that after what I think he's going to accomplish in this term at some point. But they're not going to start carving it while Trump's still in office. But Burgum's point is a good one, that there's plenty of room. I mean, there's a rock formation on the right side of Mount Rushmore as you look that almost looks a little bit like Trump's hair. So it would, you could easily transform the face out of that, I think.
You know, that would just never happen. Can you imagine if, let's just say they actually did that years down the road. You know how many times people would go and try to figure out some way to vandalize that? It would be just like the Tesla protests now in South St. Louis County. It would be like Tesla's outside his face.
Well, let me tell you what I told my wife yesterday. I listened to that whole Doug Burgum interview. That bite's interesting because he goes on to remind everyone about the big celebration we got coming up in the United States for 250 years. And the thing about it is, remember when Donald Trump was president? I actually was there the week after the 4th of July, the last time they put off fireworks behind Mount Rushmore. I mean, the pictures of that were the most incredible thing you've ever seen. The faces of our presidents up there on the rock. They had jets flying over. They did the, earlier in the day, they had the fireworks up there at night. Incredible picture. And then, of course, the Biden administration, maybe the most unpatriotic administration in the history of this country, shut that down the next year and refused to do it. They wouldn't do it.
Did they give a reasoning for that? Because I don't remember that.
They're not Americans. But besides that,
we hate America. That's the reason why
we're
no longer going to do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was the theme that year for 4th of July.
We hate America.
Yeah. And Doug Burgum announced yesterday in that interview that they're going to do it again this year. He's already signed the permits for it.
Good.
So I think that's awesome. So that's a year out. You got plenty of time to try to find a hotel room somewhere in Deadwood or somewhere like that. Outside of Deadwood, wherever you would want to go out there. There's several towns in the area.
In the Dakotas.
I love Deadwood. My wife thought it was, like, I loved the show Deadwood, but my wife thought it was cheesy. She thought that the town itself was cheesy because they've kind of tried to keep some of the old West charm of it, but it's basically just a casino town now. That's basically what it's turned into. I still thought it was pretty cool.
And everyone called each other names.
Yes. Yes, they did, in fact. Which we cannot repeat on the radio.
Thank
can
goodness.
We? No,
yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. So Carl brought up April Fool's Day. We always get memos in the radio business reminding us not to do anything stupid on April Fool's Day. Because you wouldn't want people to think there was a world war starting or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because that's happened in the past.
Stupid to try to make an April Fool's Day joke about that.
To give false information about something and lead people on. They just say they want to make sure people don't do that.
Well, that's what I mean. For you to think you should do that in the first place as an April Fool's Day joke is ridiculous.
It's happened a lot on Grab Butt Radio over the years. So, you know, people that are shock jocks in the morning have done that quite often. So now there are regulations on what you're supposed to do on April 1st. All right, Carl, who's got our national anthem this morning?
1 week ago, we played Ginger from Your Phone.
Yes.
And then you over the weekend, while you were mourning, you sent me the board feed, which is a clean version of your daughter singing the national.
Very nice, Carl. Thank you.
Hi, Ginger.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Nice, Carl. Little taste of the music you hear on Friday this week after I win Real or Fake a little later this morning.
Oh, you're going to expand?
Angus is only 70? Is that all?
But he still looks like a schoolboy.
It's because of the way he dresses.
Yes.
The first name is Angus?
Yes.
Angus Young.
Oh, he's Australian.
Yeah. His brother just passed away. He played rhythm guitar in the background.
And he dresses like a 12-year-old.
He's playing the guitar.
Short. When I hear Angus, I hear steak.
Oh, nice. Now it always gets back to food. You know what I'm saying? By the way, the voter guide got posted Friday afternoon. If you haven't checked that out, 971talk.com. As I mentioned before, the idea here is to get people motivated to go vote. There's so many important issues. There are dozens and dozens and dozens, hundreds of races throughout the broadcast area here, the sound of my voice. There's no way I could touch them all. I didn't really get into municipal elections largely because there's no way I could do those justice. There are just too many candidates. I tried to focus on a couple of big issues. The school board races are big issues in the area, particularly St. Louis and St. Charles County, where you have an opportunity to make a difference in what your children hear and see and all of that. If you've got somebody on the ballot who does not understand the difference between a man and a woman, they do not need to be seated on your local school board. The guide is up. I'm going to go over it again for you here coming up in before the end of the show. We'll go over it several times today, but it's pretty simple. And here's what I say about it. I'm covering the key races in Missouri and issues I'm familiar with. And because of that, it's not a comprehensive list. I just couldn't get into every race, and I'm sorry about that. So if your race isn't included, I apologize in advance. In many of these school districts, there are no candidates I could support. So that you may look for your school district and say, how come you didn't pick somebody in my school district? Because there wasn't anybody that I could support in good conscience in your school district. Any candidate supported the Missouri NEA, automatically excluded. Why is that? But why is that, Mark? It's simple. If you accept the nomination or the approval of the NEA, the Missouri NEA, you are automatically affiliated with the radical positions of their mothership, which is the NEA. And that's DEI and wokeness and anti-guns and anti-parents having a say in what goes on in their children's lives. So that automatically excludes any of those candidates. You need people who are parents, who understand that what parents want comes first. They're the ones in charge of teaching their children, and the school is there to support them. Those are the parents you want on your school board. I've got all my picks up online, 971talk.com. We're going to go over it more a little bit later in the show today, but you can take that. It's a PDF. You can print it off and take it with you to the voting booth. All right, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim when we come back in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
There's a lot of reasons why someone might like a particular athlete. I'm guessing the biggest reason would be because they're a phenomenal athlete and they like following their career. But sometimes for me, I just really appreciate what that particular athlete stands for. Shout out to Ethan Bright, who may be aware of this. Paul Skeens, who's one of the pitchers for the Pittsburgh Pirates, he's partnering with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And I'll be the first to admit I had not heard of this, but basically this guy was really impacted by what happened on September 11th, and he really wanted to honor our veterans and our first responders, so they have all kinds of programs to help people like that. And so what Paul Skeens has done is, for the second year in a row, he's donating $100 for every strikeout during this season, and he's hoping to raise $100,000. And what's cool, too, is I guess they're about to have their home opener this week on April 4th. And he's saying that to kick off the campaign, I'll personally thank, he tweeted about this, I'll thank the individual that makes the largest donation between the launch of this campaign and the Pirates home opener on April 4th. This individual will be thanked with a batting practice meet and greet and tickets to stay and enjoy the game.
Wow.
Isn't that really cool when you have athletes who, really anybody who has a platform, use it in such a way that raises awareness about a great organization or uses it for good? Because far too many people have this really incredible platform that so many people would kill for, and they just flush it down the toilet. They use it to just spread nonsense and lies. And, you know, this is a kind of a random person to have come up in my brain, but Rachel Zegler, who's the star of Snow White, right? She has this big platform. She has a lot of girls who follow her, young girls in particular. And she was using that platform to, you know, bash the original Snow White, and it should be no surprise that it tanked at the box office.
It did tank at the box office. So back to what this guy's doing. I want to make sure I understand. Mm-hmm. He's going to donate $100 for every Major League Baseball strikeout? Like every time somebody, strikes out?
Every strikeout he gets for this 2025 season.
So he's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Every time he strikes somebody out, he's going to personally donate $100.
Yes.
How many, I don't know what the Cy Young Award winner got, but how many strikeouts would you have for him to hit his goal? He's going to have a career season, isn't he?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. I mean, how many games do you play in the average season? I mean, I understand you don't pitch every single game.
Like, right. So divide that by five.
Right.
It's five-man rotations.
Five-man rotations. Yeah, that's going to be
1,000 games.
That's going to be tough.
Who knows if he'll, though, chip in more money beyond that. Yeah. That's kind of the fun thing where fans can feel like they're part of it and they're watching the game and he gets a strikeout and they know that if they know he's doing this, they realize that, oh, he's donating this money. Listen to him talking about this. I don't care if this was on Fox, but regardless, here he is talking about this.
I think the big thing for me is to kind of give back to the communities that have gotten me to where I am. And obviously, you know, spending 2 years at the Air Force Academy, I wouldn't be here without, you know, that place and the people that are there. And obviously, you know, the military and veterans and all those people makes so many sacrifices for our country as a whole. And you know, we can never fully repay them, but, you know, this is a start.
This guy's only 22 years old, by the way. If you Google Paul Skeens, it says that his average strikeouts, I guess, per game, which he, by the way, just joined the MLB last year, I believe, was his debut. About 7 per game, it sounds like.
And you play about 32 games a year.
Right, and he would have pitched, I don't know how many of those, but...
So, maybe maybe what he's saying is, what the guy's doing is fantastic, but the fact that he assigned a dollar amount to it, maybe he just means that for the rest of his career he's going to donate $100 for every strikeout, and he hopes that would equal $100,000 at some point, because that's 1,000 strikeouts.
Well,
that's a lot.
He's going to average, if he continues last year's pace, he'll get about 225 this year.
Yeah, there you go.
So I would assume that he'll continue on doing this. My understanding is he did this last year, too, his first year in the MLB. This is the second year doing it. And like you said, if he just continues on doing this, I'm assuming that he could. I mean, how long does the average player stay in the game? I mean, he could be into his 30s and
still be in the
MLB. It's not like football where you're taking a crazy beating. Yeah.
Others don't.
So he had 23 starts last year. He was in the running. He was... Ethan's telling me all of his stats.
I love that you know this, or maybe you
Ethan
Googled
knows,
it.
Well, Ethan
well
knows
he's
all this
also somehow. The one that told you about it.
Yeah.
He was Rookie of the Year last year in the National League. In the running for Cy Young, he had a 1.96 earned run average, and he had 170 strikeouts last year.
Well, and what's cool, too, is even if you go on the feed where he posted this on X, people are saying, you know, you're a real patriot, thank you, I'll donate $50, or I'll donate, you know, so it's encouraging others to want to chip in, too, for a really, what sounds like a really great organization.
Yeah, good for him.
And let's face it, at that level, you wouldn't miss $100,000. If he wrote him a check tomorrow, he wouldn't miss $100,000.
That was his Rookie of the Year bonus, probably.
Well, it was probably a lot more than that, wasn't it? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, he signed a one-year, $875,000 contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, it's just a matter of using, when you have a platform that, like that, using it for good, right? Period.
I just wish more people would do that. Because
well,
we think about the difference that we could make if more people, and I know there are, it's obviously, Paul Skeens is not the only one who's doing this. You know, there's far more people who are, and maybe we're not talking about them. But I just so appreciate when people do something like this, because it's just, again, far too often we watch people who just spewing nonsense on social media, and I'm like, gosh, I just wish somebody else had the platform that you have, because they would put it to such better use.
Or you could kneel during the national anthem.
Yeah, people who kneel during the national anthem, and they get like a, you know, like a Brittany Griner, you know, and she has this incredible platform, and that, you know, she obviously was probably very proud of what she did because she felt like she was taking a stand, but like, think if that had been used for good instead.
Brittany got a little come to Jesus meeting over at a Russian prison somewhere, didn't she?
She's been pretty quiet about that whole thing ever since.
Yeah. Proud to be an American again.
This is where she could use it for good, okay? She could acknowledge she made a mistake. Here's what my experience was like, and here's what I'm going to do moving forward. Like, there's a redemption possibility here, Brittany Griner. Do you listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show? Do you listen on the Odyssey app? You can go back and listen to the show. All 4 hours.
Let's do it, Britt.
So
get it done.
The Cardinals have Homers for Health and K's for Kids.
Yep.
But that is for the whole team.
Right, versus
just
one individual player.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good for him. I'm happy.
So you're saying
he's
the Cardinals need to step up?
Step up, Cardinals. Do better. Be better people. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Cardinals player who's doing something like this, and maybe we just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I mean,
Adam Wainwright has his own charity.
That's true.
But he's retired.
He's just an all-around good guy.
Glad to hear it.
How old was Wainwright, by the way?
What's that?
When he retired, how old was Wainwright when he...
39, 40?
Was he
30?
I thought he was closer
40.
To 40, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a little over 40. Good for him. When you can throw for that long. I mean, he had a few injuries along the way, but... he gave back a lot to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, for sure.
He was born in 81.
Okay.
That makes him 43 now, and he retired
2 years
ago.
41. Wow. Yeah, it's good. Very great story, though. I'm glad it gives you a little bit of hope for these professional athletes.
And he'd be Gen Z, by the way, so maybe that gives you some hope for the Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Because I've lost hope in a lot of ways.
All right, coming up, we're still going to get to H. Von Spakovsky. We'll get to Hans coming up in the next hour about 6:20. We'll talk to him about that. And, of course, this blow-up over whether or not the president can have a third term, which is complete nonsense. And next, we're going to go over the voter guide. I want to go over it race by race so you understand what's in there, what's important. We'll be back in just a minute. Carl Middleman, I have to tell you, at Trivia Saturday night, we could have used you, my friend.
What could have happened?
What's that? No, it was, you know, we had one, they had, a lot of it was 70s themed, but there were several, there one category was disco, and they would start to play the song, and then you had to name the artist, and they stumped us on a couple of them. One of them was the Bee Gees. There was a Donna Summer song that
Fantastic.
We got right. And there were a couple of others that we completely blew. So I wish we'd had you there. And I know you don't do trivia nights, but I'm just saying.
I do love disco, though.
Movies, they had movie clips that we had to identify the name of the movie. That one's pretty easy.
I'm so bad at that. If you ask me to name the artist or name the song.
I am always suspicious, though, because it was a pretty wide variety of issues. And not all the questions were all that hard. But like, for example, there was an entire 10-question section just on the history of the school, which you would almost have had to have been a teacher or
a student
or a student long ago to have any idea what any of these were. And yet one of the teams still claimed to have gotten a 93 out of 100 of these. And I just about don't believe it.
Did you
I
have
think
mulligans?
Something
were they
there were some mulligans. That could have had something to do with it. Yeah.
Another reason I hate trivia nights. That's BS.
Mulligans. It's a fundraiser, Carl.
That's true. You need to make money.
Everybody could pay $25 for a mulligan, and then if you're whole, you could have three or four of them then, if you're depending on how many people at your table.
I was at trivia night, and I'm like, how do they have 11 out of 10 right? Oh.
It's a mulligan.
A mulligan.
That's funny. Yeah.
Legitimately.
We had a great time. Ran into some listeners while I was out there Saturday, and great to see them.
You have not said how you did.
I shared some bourbon. We did not rank in the top, at least the top 10. That's all they showed was the top 10.
How many teams were there? 10?
I think we got, I think we ended, oh no,
so,
there were.
So we lost, but he doesn't want to say
there
it.
Were dozens. I think we got a 73 or 74 out of 100.
Well, and also they give a prize to the worst.
It was a cash prize. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't give one to the worst. They gave a cash prize to the winners, like $800.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone brings in their own little food and
had a great spread of food.
Oh wow.
And they had a bar, a cash bar. I brought a bottle just to, you know, because they didn't have my kind of bourbon. But
did you decorate your table?
I'm a little bit of a snob. The tables were already decorated. Well,
you know, some
cool.
People though, they really do good all into this, and they'll decorate their table and they bring in like crock pots and it's a feast. Like a Thanksgiving feast.
This was food was provided, so it was pretty nice. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the winners. And I'm sorry I couldn't help you. And you're not allowed to text. You're not allowed to have your phones out at all.
No, you're not. We only had, I think we only bought 3 mulligans, so we did use those. But I think we had a 73 or 74 out of 100.
You need like the 100. Phone a friend. I've been watching, my parents loved watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do you remember watching that?
I do.
When they still air it, but with Regis Philbin.
Is it still on?
Well, they're airing, they're not recording new episodes, but they're still airing old ones. But
are you watching the Regis ones or the Meredith Vieira ones?
Oh, Regis ones. Those are way better.
They were on primetime.
Reach.
So anyway, it was just fun watching that. Yeah, the other week.
Well, good. All right. So let's get to the voter guide here that I mentioned just a little bit earlier. I already told you this election is a week from tomorrow. It's a key election. It's getting nasty out there, if I can just tell you that. It's getting nasty in the locally, and it's getting national. It's getting nasty up in Wisconsin. Their election is tomorrow in Wisconsin for this Supreme Court situation they got going on up there. But anyway, I want to mention this real quick. Did you see? I told you Friday who was going to make a surprise appearance in St. Louis for Tashara Jones, and guess who it was?
Brandon.
Hold on. Yeah, wait, here.
Hey, 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 St. Louis. This is Mayor Tashara Jones here with my brother mayor from Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
Yay.
My brother.
I brought in, he calls her his sister. I brought in the mayor with the lowest approval rating in the history of Chicago politics to help me win my race where I have a low approval rating in St. Louis. This is what happened with Tashara Jones this weekend. I thought it was pretty funny. Brandon Johnson thinks he's here to help.
St. Louis, you all have someone special here. Mayor Tashara Jones and her commitment to working people is just an incredible example for mayors across this country. Your investment in young people, your investment in mental health and economic development, that's exactly what St. Louis deserves.
Yeah, okay. So she got a socialist to endorse her this weekend. I did not make a pick in the mayor's race in the city because I don't want either one of them. From all the polls, I saw Channel 5 retweeted a Remington poll yesterday. Tashara Jones is up bigly in that poll that was tweeted out yesterday by Mark Maxwell over
Tish
Channel
was?
5.
Or Kara?
No, Kara. Did I say Tish?
I was like, what?
Did I say Tish?
You scared me.
Yeah,
I was
because we didn't know what was going to happen because of the way they did it. Ranked choice voting. She could. I don't think she will, but Tashara Jones could make a comeback.
You. I'm glad you corrected me there. Kara Spencer, 55%. Tashara Jones, 31%. Undecided, 14%. So if I'm doing the math there correctly, even if Tashara got all 14% of the undecided, she still wouldn't catch up with Kara Spencer if this poll is correct.
Well, start cleaning out your office, Tashara.
Yeah, so I did not, like I said, to make a pick in that mayor's race. I did in two mayor's races. In Chesterfield, Derek Greer is my choice in that race. And in Cottleville, Bob Ronkowski is my choice in that mayor's race out in St. Charles County. On school boards, it's pretty easy. I'm going to run down them real quick. Fox, Kenneth Woolsey, Francis Howe, Randy Cook, and Ashley Sturm. Jefferson County Community College, Bob Boyer. In Kirkwood, Jeff Rowe. In Lindbergh, David Randleman and Russ Dahmer. in Webster Groves, Justin Hawk in Wentzville, Christina McCormick, and Danielle Looney. I am a no on their Prop L out there in Wentzville as well. And when it comes to Prop B in St. Louis County, I am a yes. And we're going to get our friend Beavis Shock on here to talk about that race as well. He disagrees with me on that. We'll get to Hans von Spakovsky for you coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.